Inherent in the iconic imagery of our traditional Thanksgiving is a meal shared by settlers and those who were here way before the settlers. Joining me now is Dennis Zotai, an American Indian who works with the National Museum of the American Indian. Dennis, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Thank you very much for having me on.
I understand there are many American Indian nations and that there's great diversity in the spiritual life of the peoples that comprise them. My own experience is that it's a deep, deep spirituality from which we can learn a lot. But there are some overarching themes, and I'd like for you to introduce us, if you would, to some of those themes.
We are very diverse, and you really hit a very important point. Our cultures in the United States are as diverse as Japanese is from German, mm-hmm. and as German is from Brazilian. They're mm-hmm. that different.
Hmm.
Our languages, our lifeways, our food, clothing, dwellings, protocols, and spirituality are very autonomous from one another.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the characteristic themes of American Indian spirituality?
A belief in one creator. That's one thing we share all in common.
What do we need to know about the situation for American Indians in the northeastern part of the colonies at the time in history that the whole Thanksgiving story was born?
That Indians actually gave thanks at these types of feasts always.
Huh.
It wasn't just this one time. This is more of the European colonialist Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
But Indians have always given thanks.
Is there any chance that the whole idea of Thanksgiving in that setting came from the Indians rather than from the pilgrims?
Actually, the Indians brought more than their share of the food, but it wasn't the food that we are popularly eating in the year 2014. There was lobster, there was clams, there were eels, there was venison, there was waterfowl, there was maple syrup and popcorn.
Is that right? Would this have been an unusual thing to happen for the Puritans and Indians to sit down for together for this kind of meal?
I wouldn't think so. I mean, they were, to a degree, both very religious and would appreciate sharing a meal with the people they shared the land with mm-hmm. at the time.
Mm-hmm. Were there ways that American Indian spirituality led them to be more vulnerable to the newcomers than they otherwise might have been?
Yes, because we didn't have a written language, and a person's word was taken as kind of the law.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people made agreements, the colonial atmosphere, they had motives to it. But when more people from Europe came over, it changed the intent.
Mm-hmm.
of dealing with Native people.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, when the first treaties were made, we were called brothers, and it always said brothers, mm-hmm. brethren. But then later treaties, towards the end of the treaty-making process, it was children.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can see the ideology of how we were perceived as time went on and as more Europeans came to the Americas.
Hmm. Dennis, talk, if you will, about the role that spirituality plays in the life today of American Indians.
Again, there are so many Native people. I can't speak for all of them.
Uh-huh.
Because I would say only a quarter of Native people still live in their communities and reservations,
mm-hmm.
and the majority have moved away and lived in other areas, particularly in urban areas, and they have, for generations, assimilated into mm-hmm. whatever areas they're in. today, I know of Mormon Native Americans. I know of Jewish Native Americans. I even know a Taoist Native American. So the old perception that we only abide by our ceremonies and we live like our ancestors is not true anymore. But yes, in our communities, we do still have our spiritual ceremonies. But there's just not as many Natives living there to partake of them and learn them.
I think what you've said is of tremendous importance, that we understand the diversity of the American Indian
community. Exactly.
Yeah. Is there any pattern to whether or not American Indians today will sit down for a Thanksgiving meal on Thanksgiving Day, or are there negative feelings about that?
You know, I put this on the internet, and these are some of the comments I got about celebrating Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I was infuriated when my daughter's school had a mock feast complete with paper mache headdresses and pilgrim's hat.
Yeah.
Second comment, what they did to my two kids in elementary, I tore those items up and signed my kids out of school for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Third comment, someone took a picture of me in front of the class, and to this day it bothers me. Don't get the whole making a fest in school. Hmm. Another one, tonight I have to lead a children's Bible class, and they want me to theme it around Thanksgiving. I will, but it's not going to be about the happy pilgrims and all that stuff. Thankfulness to God is one thing, but elevating pilgrims to a hero status is out of the question.
Hmm. So, Dennis, it brings me to this question. If people are really serious about taking American Indians seriously and being grateful for their presence in this nation and caring about their welfare, what issues would they be thinking about most this year at Thanksgiving or at any time during the year regarding the welfare of the American Indian communities?
Keeping our lands sacred. The Keystone XL pipeline bill just failed. And Native people see it as a great victory because the pipeline is going to be going through Indian lands, whether they like it or not, this bill passes. And number two, fracking. It's hurting our Mother Earth already. Mm-hmm. This drilling process leaves great holes, and there's been earthquakes where there haven't been earthquakes before.
Mm-hmm.
All these are disrupting what we consider, you know, Mother Earth.
Yeah. You live in Washington, D.C., and I live in Washington, D.C., and we hear at least every other day or so about the Washington Redskins and whether or not the title of that team ought to be changed. How should we view that? I'm not asking if you want to share your opinion on it, fine,
well,
but I'm asking how should we view it?
It's more about dignity and respect. I mean, it's a racial slur. Does the American public want to condone racial slurs and wear it on a jersey in public and say it's okay? The main issue is there's a greedy man out there, and he's very wealthy, and money can buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
Money can buy votes. Money can buy human beings, and that's what's taking place, and arrogancy, and it's just the way America is.
Yeah.
I mean,
Dennis, tell me the tribes with which you are associated.
My father is a Kiowa Indian, and my mother is a Wingay Pueblo, which is one of the 19 federally recognized Pueblos in New Mexico, and also Santee Dakota from the state of Nebraska. And that means I'm three tribes, Kiowa, Wingay Pueblo, and Santee Dakota.
Dennis Zotai works as a cultural specialist with the National Museum of the American Indian. And Dennis, I want to thank you for being with us on State of Belief Radio today and giving us valuable information and also some inspiration about the ways in which we think together about the presence of the American Indian community.
Certainly.